In this fourth step, it's all about amplifying your influence. I love the quote by Tony Robbins where he says, "Proximity is power." One of my favorite things about LinkedIn is that when we decide to connect with someone on LinkedIn, even if they're not ready to purchase from us at the particular time we reach out to them, if we stay connected and if we're consistently providing value in the marketplace, we're able to maintain that proximity, that top of mind awareness, so that when they are looking for the solution we provide, we might be considered a vendor of choice. So again, we're looking to amplify your influence in step four. And this is a step where it's critical that marketing and sales are aligned. When we look at amplifying your influence, we're considering mapping out a framework for how to consistently show up with value and educate the market so that you are positioned as a subject matter expert. In this day and age, buyers are educating themselves, and they're typically looking at 3 to 5 pieces of content before they're ever reaching out to their best and final vendor choices. So, how many opportunities are you missing because your buyer cannot find the content that they need to decide that you are a prime vendor? We know that people avoid salespeople. No one wants to be sold, but people love to buy. So by amplifying your influence, you're providing critical insights and positioning yourself as a thought leader in your space so that you can increase your conversions and create opportunities. So even now, outside of your reach, others are seeing your impact in the marketplace. When we look at the last step, step three, which is cadence execution, we would consider that outbound sales outreach. That's where we're taking an assertive approach to going out and going after target accounts. The wonderful thing in this digital age is that when we leverage tools or platforms like LinkedIn, we also create a ripple effect of inbound traffic, of individuals finding you on LinkedIn, seeing the solutions you offer, seeing you as an authority in your space, and reaching out to you to say, "I'm interested in the service you provide," or "You're speaking about the problem that I have, and I'm curious about having a conversation with you about how to solve that problem." When we look at amplifying your influence, we're looking at a publishing strategy. So typically we're using a platform like LinkedIn, and we're making sure that you have a minimum of 12 to 20 to daily LinkedIn posts a month. We also want to make sure that you're publishing critical insights on LinkedIn articles, things of that nature. So in step four, now what we're doing is we have an optimized footprint. We're reaching out to target accounts, but now we're trying to create a windfall by amplifying our influence and growing our inbound traffic.